Dr. Ashish Jha is still here with us, and many of our listeners have asked questions that are premised on the idea that COVID-19 is not dangerous for young people. Is there truth to that? Will you address that?
Yeah, absolutely. So here's what we know. Certainly, it is true that younger people do much better with COVID-19 than older people. They're less likely to die. They're less likely to develop complications. But it's also worth understanding that, you know, one of the things people love doing is comparing COVID-19 to the flu. Even for young people, COVID-19 is far more dangerous than flu is for young people. So COVID-19 remains a pretty dangerous virus for young people. However, it's much less dangerous for young people than it is for old people. Okay. But if you're a young person, it's still not a good idea to get COVID-19.
All right. Well, Colleen in California asks, what part does diet play in a propensity for infection? Sugars, denatured grains, and fats overload and clog the part of the immune system that's responsible for identification of toxins, she says. I don't know whether that's true. Dr. Jha, is that true? And is there any known link between diet and COVID infections?
So people have started looking into this, and so far we've seen no evidence of any linkage between what you eat, what you drink. There are clearly linkages between obesity, hypertension, and diabetes and poor outcomes for COVID-19. But in terms of what you're consuming on a day-to-day basis, again, we haven't seen any links whatsoever in scientific evidence.
Okay, this next question is about how the virus is transmitted. Let's listen.
This is Joan Mora in Jamestown, Rhode Island. I saw an early release of a research letter posted on the CDC website that alarmed me. It was written by medical professionals in China on the COVID-19 outbreak there. It concluded that coronavirus had been transmitted in a restaurant by droplet movement through the air from the air conditioning system. Has this type of transmission been confirmed?
Dr. Jha, I'm not familiar with this story, but has COVID-19 been transmitted through a restaurant air conditioning system, to the best of your knowledge?
Yeah, so there's one field story, a case of this. It is actually concerning. What it showed was that there was an asymptomatic patient who happened to be sitting in front of the air conditioning, and then about 2 weeks later, they were able to go back and find that that person might have spread it to 8 other people in the restaurant. Again, one case. We don't know if this is going to be replicated, but certainly needs sorting out because, of course, it has all sorts of implications.
Yeah. All right. Our next question comes from Dana in Okeechobee, Florida.
Are antibiotics useful for treating the pneumonia that results from COVID-19? And if I got a pneumonia vaccine and I do contract the COVID-19 virus, does the pneumonia vaccine help or protect me from getting or developing pneumonia?
Dr. Jha, what advice would you give Dana on that front?
So I would say it's good to get the pneumonia vaccine, but it's not going to help you out in this case. No, the pneumonia from COVID-19 is not a bacterial pneumonia. It's a combination of the virus and the immune system attacking the virus. And so, unfortunately, antibiotics are generally not helpful. The pneumonia vaccine is not helpful. There are a small percentage of people who might get a secondary infection with bacteria, in which case you can use antibiotics. But that's not the primary reason people get really sick or even die from the pneumonia of COVID-19. It's the virus itself.
Dr. Ashish Jha, Director of the Global Health Institute at Harvard University, thank you for answering all these questions for us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
And if you want to tell us your story, or if you have questions, we want to help. Go to npr.org/nationalconversation. On Twitter, use the hashtag NPRConversation. We'll be back after a short break.